Sunday at 83. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 60 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning. Welcome into the Friday edition of Inside the Locker Room. 205-342-9904. If you want to get on the phone, argue with me like Tom and Dad did yesterday about the Ryder Cup and the feelings of the Europeans. Whatever you want to talk about, it's Friday, so we're here ready for you. Download that app, that Tide 100.9 app. Send us an app message. We need an app message today, so send us that. We'll be happy to read it over the air. Email us. Do that at wimpandberry@yahoo.com. And also, we want to thank Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If you want to build a five-star backyard, Chase, there's only one choice. That would be Yellowwood. Go to yellowwood.com to find a dealer that is closest to you. Today's show, 7:30, College Game Day, Reese Davis will join us. We won't talk to you about his basketball career at the University of Alabama. It never took off, but Reese will join us at 7:30. We'll have David Kindred at 8 o'clock with Bryant Bank, hopefully. And then if we can catch Coach Sonny Smith, we'll pull Sonny in. We'll let you guys call and talk whatever you want with Sonny if you want to do that. But love to have your phone calls throughout the show. Dad, you did not guess Theo Vaughn.
Great day
as the guest picker.
Where did that come from?
Theo Vaughn is hilarious.
Social media influence.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Funny?
Yes, he does podcasts. He had Lane Kiffin on his podcast not too long ago. It's fun. I asked, but we had my players working out this morning, so I said, do you guys know Theo Vaughn? They looked at me like I was crazy. Like, so the younger generation, so all those old hats that are saying, that's a terrible pick, terrible mistake.
Okay.
They're saying, yes, Theo Vaughn, and we got a little clip from Theo that we'll play here in just a minute about how excited he is to come down here, and he said to meet Nick Sabans. Oh, we got it? All right, go ahead, play it, Chase, real quick. Here's what Theo Vaughn said about getting to come down here. And he's supposed to go out with Diego Pavia's mother as well. He's kind of cute, to be honest with you. So here's what Theo said about being on College Game Day.
I'm going to be down there for game day this Saturday, baby. I can't wait. I get to see everybody. I get to meet Nick Sabans, baby. God, I get to meet Nick Sabans. And so I'm just so excited about that. And I don't know if you can hug him or not. I don't know.
I cut off. He said, I didn't know if you could hug him. He'd have to read all the rules, but he called him Sabans. Anyway.
Oh.
All right. So you did not have Theo Vaughn on your list.
No, I didn't have it on my list.
Yeah, so you're not getting any inside information. So
no, I'm not. I got poor information.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any information.
Well, you thought it was going to be Miss Terry, which if you didn't remember, she's already been on, then...
I was out there. I was hitting balls the other day, and who drives up? Said he heard I was out there. Was Cedric? Who's Coach Saban's right hand man?
Cedric.
He drives up. I call over and I said, "Is Miss Terry in town this week?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, that's good enough for me. I got a feeling she's going to be here." So he didn't say anything. And so that's where I got. I didn't get
any
information. So
well, there you go. So you were
okay.
Right.
Well, anyway, In baseball, we mentioned that Kim struck out 12 and Red Sox got defeated by the Yankees. I'd pick the Yankees to win it.
I mean, how about you get three home games as a wild card team? That's the dumbest system ever.
Yeah. And Cleveland is home three games. They're 15 and a half games up at one point in time. In September, they're 11 games up on Detroit. And they go in there at home and lose two out of three. And so they're out. So I'm not as excited about it as it used to be because the Cleveland front office doesn't have any balls. So that's the way that the baseballs, I should say. Anyway, so that's the end of that deal. The blue plate is really hard to select. I've studied it. It's not really a good blue plate week. I'll have one by the time we get ready to leave that show.
I was with a couple this Saturday, and the wife was mad. She said, "My husband, he listens to y'all every day, and he bets that blue plate." And I told him, "Wimp's not always right." And that was when you just lost that Mississippi, Kansas game. So she was mad. You know him. I'm not going to say who it was, but she was mad at her husband because he bets your blue plate. But he has a winning record in your defense, 4-3 right now. This blue plate is brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. But she was mad with you.
I don't blame her. I've been mad. I tell you that today's a Booker Bear pick, hard pick. Boy, I tell you right now, I don't know. It's just I'll have some.
Like the picks you think are obvious never hit. Like I thought Tennessee would cover against Mississippi
don't
State.
Be crazy on that. That's all I talk about. Wimp, you're stupid. You got the 7.5 and the LSU Clemson game playing at Clemson.
I thought for sure Georgia would cover 2.5 against Alabama. 2.5? And Alabama beat them, which I'm happy about. But anyway, so whatever you think is for sure, go the other way.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's hard to bet. So anyway, we welcome your calls and whatever you want to talk about. We'll talk about it, and you want to give some predictions. We're glad for you to do that. So we're ready to go.
All right, Chase, everything good this morning? We got I got my guy set up. Hopefully he got everything for the Andy. Won the rib deal with Thomas Rib Shack, so he's going to be eating some ribs. And actually, guys, if you advertise with us, Jason Barksdale yesterday, who wanted me to give a 20% off on his deal to do the beds and shrubbery and all that. He sent me a text this morning. Somebody had texted him, said, "Can you come de-weed our front porch, remulch, and plant ferns in my two pots?" She gave the address, which I won't give. My husband heard it on Inside the Locker Room. So there you go. So you advertise with us. Right. You advertise with us. Bang. All of a sudden, big things start to happen. All right. How about Mac Jones last night? Mac Jones, they were 8.5-point underdog. He only went out and threw for 342 yards and two touchdowns. He was 33 for 49, and they beat the Rams in overtime last night, 26-23. So, Chase, give a little shout-out. Give me a little clap there for Mac Jones starting for Brock Purdy over last night. So I don't think many people had Mac Jones as their fantasy quarterback, but you should have. So how about old Mac Jones? That's a story there, right? He waited his turn. Now he's doing well in the NFL.
Yep. He's the guy you don't hear about for a long time, and all of a sudden he jumps out there. It's kind of like it was when he was in college. So
there we go. That's good. All right, we'll take this first break. We'll get back. We've got a couple phone calls coming in. The one, the only, Reese Davis will join us at the bottom of the hour. Two-minute truck, where are they? They're at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. Whether it's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. They'll take great care of you and all your stuff. Give them a call today, 205-247-5050. That's two men in a truck, movers who care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa thread.
Good Friday morning. Brylan Hollihan, a prominent young conservative from Tuscaloosa, is spearheading a Turning Point USA event on the University of Alabama campus. Now, that event will be taking place on October the 9th at 6:30 p.m. at Galilee Hall, room 227. That's where attendees are encouraged to gather with friends to promote the event and to remember Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for the latest West Alabama news, sports, and weather throughout the day. Don Hartley, Townsquare Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Still seeing the accident in Cottondale on 2059 westbound before Buttermilk Road. It's blocking the left lane with the right lane getting by, and just only very, very minor and brief delays. Now, coming over to the immediate area, we
19th at Bryant Conference Center. Explore local shops, artists, and restaurants all in one place. Free admission presented by Visit Tuscaloosa and Premier Service Company.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance and a
career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu today. Your most powerful upgrade? Your career. Go for it. Go for IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes the catch. Makes them bang into each other. Stays on his feet. Breaks a tackle. Scores! Scores!
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on Vanderbilt at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football. Presented by Pearl River Resort,
TCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful day today with a sunny sky. Tuscaloosa's high 83. Clear tonight, the low 61. Tomorrow's sunny with a high at 84. Sunday, partially sunny. A small chance of an afternoon shower. The high Sunday at 83. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 60 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
A national championship team covering a national championship team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. All right, get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. Phillip,
good morning.
Good morning, Coach Sampson. Good pick. I think Theo is a good pick.
Yeah, most people are screaming about it. Some people are saying, who is this? Who is that? I mean, and they're bad because he doesn't have anything to do with the University of Alabama. Which I get it. I get that. I could go either way. But I like Theo Vaughn. I think he's kind of funny, to be honest
with you. Yeah, he is. He did that interview like you were talking about with
Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin the other day. I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
And I thought Kiffin came across great.
Yeah, he did.
I think it's a good pick. And can't wait to listen to Reese Davis. Man, I remember when he was the sports announcer for, it was either WTVM in Columbus or WRLB in Columbus. I can't remember that, but a long time ago, and he's done well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he said he just, we've known Reese, we went to church with him here when he was in college, but he said he just sent a tape in, like just randomly sent a tape in and ended up getting called up there for an interview, and next thing you know, he's working for ESPN. Yeah. It's kind of a freaky thing there as to how he actually landed that job. He does a great job for him, obviously.
Barry, where is he from?
He's from Tuscumbia. Yeah. He's up in North Alabama. Yeah.
Well, Well, I'm pretty excited about the game tomorrow. Can't wait to go see that. It's going to be a good one, I think. Barry and Wimp, I've just got a feeling it's going to be a close game. I'm thinking Alabama 38-31.
Wow.
So they beat the Lions 10.5, I think. Isn't that correct?
Is it still that high?
I don't know. I'm looking right now.
Very,
very low. It seems to move. Now, whatever line I say, Dad's not going to like, but let's see.
Well, I'm not using it.
Oh, I know you're not using that line. All right, here we go. It's going up a point. It's 11.5.
Golly, man. That thing is all over the place.
Yeah.
It is all over the place. All right, guys, what we got to do to win? What do you think? I know what we got to do. I think we got to spy on that guy.
We got to defend to win.
You can't let them go on, keep the ball the whole game.
No.
You got to get them.
No.
You got to get them in three downs, and you got to have them punting. They can't go on these long drives. And when you look up and you say, good gosh, we hadn't had the ball the whole half. Last year they had it 42 minutes. You had it 18. That can't happen.
Yeah.
But Vanderbilt to beat you 2 years in a row would be pretty tough.
It would be, but I'm gonna tell you, Wimp, you've asked the question all week long to everybody you've talked to, and it's been pretty intriguing. You've asked a simple question: who's the best team in the conference? And you got some great answers yesterday, and I agree with the guy. JC said Missouri, and I kind of like what he said. And they're tough, but. You know, Vanderbilt, they hadn't played that great of a schedule yet. But you can't leave them out of the conversation. I mean, they're good at what they do.
Well, I just don't. People say, well, they hadn't played anybody. Well, they did go to Columbia, South Carolina, and I understand the guy got hurt. But 31-7, I mean, you don't go to Columbia and win 31-7. So you saying they haven't played anybody, that's silly. Let's be honest.
You have a little bit of a problem getting your team ready to play them, regardless. You just do. Your team mentally is not ready to play them sometimes.
Yeah, they played South Carolina and Virginia Tech and beat them both pretty good. I can't remember the Virginia Tech score, but I think Vanderbilt's a really good team, and they're good at what they do.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess it should be a great crowd. I think Tuscaloosa will be bumping tonight, and everybody will be excited tomorrow. Hopefully the weather's good, which I think it is. And 2:30 game, that's better than an 11 o'clock game, that last home game. So should be a fun weekend.
Sure. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys have a great Friday and a good rest of the weekend, and roll tide.
Thank you, Philip. All right, back up to the Yellowwood hotline. What's up, Bryce?
Listen, this guest picker, who makes that decision? Who picked the guest picker?
Theo Vaughn. I don't know. I'm not sure. You don't like it?
I never even heard of the guy. Barry. I mean, why don't we have somebody like Wilt Sanderson, A.J. McCarron, somebody like that we know? My goodness.
Let me say to you. I don't want to hurt your feelings, Bryce, and my feelings and Dad's feelings. They're not basing the pickers off of who we like and who we know. It's a younger generation now and who they like and who they know. They could care less who me, you, or Dad like.
Well, I haven't heard of this guy,
but well, the young generation has. He lives in Nashville. He's going to go out with Diego Pavia's mother. He has podcasts. He's pretty good interviewer. He's had J.D. Vance on. He's had Lane Kiffin. He's had a lot of people on his podcast. So this guy's famous.
Well, to some people he might be, but I have never heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
What's this about Johnny Football being some guest at some club? He's two times. I thought that was a happening place.
It is.
What would we need him for?
Why do people get all worked up over that? Who cares if Johnny Manziel goes to two dimes? I mean, they're using this for publicity. Who cares? I guarantee you people are going to flood over there because he's there.
Well, he better hope he's got security. Somebody better have popped him in the mouth.
Wow.
Some redneck over the drunk.
Nah.
You know it?
Nah.
You think he's got security there?
I don't think anybody. Why Johnny Football came in and put on a show? That's where his career changed, in Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Oh my goodness! I don't think he's welcome.
You don't
here.
Remember that game? You don't remember that game when he came
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I remember that game. That's why I don't want him here. That's why I don't want him here.
Somebody said what they need to do is have him in the bar and rope off an area and let you run around and see if you can catch him. Kind of like we did when we couldn't catch him here.
Yeah, that would be worthwhile. Catch him and yeah. Pop it. Hey, Billy, yeah. You know, I thought about this defense. Everybody's talking about this defense we got. It ain't that bad. I mean, we got Georgia to 21 points, and Tennessee gave up 44 against them. I mean, this defense, you get down on the goal line, it's tough to score down there with them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the lowest point total that Georgia's been held to this year, right?
Yeah. You know, they were down there to score, didn't take the field goal. So I don't know what the number would have been if they had taken that field goal. Sometimes that stuff could be a little bit.
24.
Yeah, 24.
It'd have
been 24. Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. And then they would have probably gone to overtime, and there have been some more points put on the board. But I don't know. You're probably right. The defense is not as bad as. People think they just don't get to the quarterback enough, Bryce.
Well, but I think you're going to see a different type. They're going. I hope they think about last year. That should be in their crawl. That should be a chip on their shoulder. They didn't play like that.
They will. They'll remember it. But
and how many games? And one other thing, Barry. How many games has Caleb DeBoer lost at Bryant-Denny Stadium?
Zero.
There you go.
Thank you.
We got that on our side, don't we?
You do, no doubt. Thank you, Bryce.
Hey, I appreciate you and your dad. Y'all have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Enjoy the game down there.
You too, buddy. Don't be a stranger. All right, Thomas Rib Shack. Go to thomasribshack.com. Food like grandma used to make it. You'll love the down-home barbecue restaurant right here on 15th Street. You want some catering? For the weekend, you want some barbecue, some chicken. That catfish is mouth-watering. They got great pork chops over there. So, and then all the veggies on the sides there with the fried okra. We got my man taking care of Andy, so he's getting his big tailgate special. You get you one. Give him a call today. It's 205-759-5010. You can set that up. Go right in and pick that up. You'll be the life of the party. With Thomas Ripshack. All right, Reese Davis is next. This is a Tide 100.9. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Still seeing the accident in Cottondale on 2059 westbound before Buttermilk Road. It's blocking the left lane with the right lane getting by and just only very, very minor and brief delays. Now, coming over to the immediate area, we are still...
Your chance to win tickets. Bring the entire family. Enjoy food, fun, and one of the largest art shows in the Southeast. For more info on the festival, go to kintop.org.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance in his
game. The Tide Postgame Show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports.
We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes a bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on Vanderbilt at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
To Inside the Locker, pressure treated pine from Great Southern Wood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. Right, we're very fortunate. He's with obviously the host with College Game Day. Also does a great job with college basketball, which Dad and I like both. Good friend Reese Davis. Good morning, Reese. Welcome back to Tuscaloosa. How are you, my man?
Hey, Reese.
Barry. Good morning,
Coach. Glad to be with you guys, Barry. I heard you read that and. It made me think of Pat Dye doing the commercials in the old day. Believe me, if it doesn't have the little yellow label, you don't want it.
Yellow tag. We have Coach Sonny Smith on every Friday, Reese. Who was a better coach back in when you were in college, Sonny or Wimp? Who's a better basketball coach?
Why'd you bring that up?
Well, I just wanted, because I'm sure.
I'll answer this question pretty easily. Sonny's a way better singer than Wimp.
Yes.
But I have to give the edge to Wimp coaching. Both of them were pretty good.
That's not the answer I was looking for.
I just want to hear Wimp sometime. I don't know, maybe he's already told it. I want to hear the Bryant Lancaster Ronnie Battle recruiting story. I hear those. It'll be a good day.
Yes, sir.
I want to
thank you for being on. You know, you and I go back a long time, and to think that Alabama versus Vanderbilt was going to be on game day or the game day deal with you running it, to me, I would have said, I'm sure Reese Davis would be running it, but Alabama Vanderbilt, and you've got to give Clark Lee a lot of credit for swallowing his ego. And going and getting an offensive player, an offensive assistant coach, and a head coach to be on there, and to have this show with you running it, and I know how hard you worked to get it good. Talk about that a little bit. Doesn't that surprise you a little bit? Back from our day when Vanderbilt, Alabama wasn't much of a game.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, the last time that Vanderbilt won in Tuscaloosa, you know, I was doing the research this week and saw, you know, they said 41 years ago, and I thought, man, that was an eternity. And then I looked at the date and I was like, wait a minute, I was a freshman. I was at that game. It's been a long time, but your point about Clark Lee is a good one. He's an excellent coach. He's done a great job of, you know, it's an overused word in sports, but the culture that he's instilled has been really remarkable at a place that's not used to winning, and he's making them used to winning. And you know, I think another thing that's really notable for them, they're old, and I don't mean that in a complimentary way. They have a bunch of graduate guys who are in their fifth and sixth years. They've got a bunch of seniors, and you know, Pete Thamel was saying to me yesterday that he talked to a lot of scouts, and he said, look, they haven't just, you know, mined a lot of first round type talent. They've got good players, but what they are is what they've been referred to as is execution monsters. They just don't miss assignments. They do what they're supposed to do. It's a complicated and tricky offense to deal with, as Alabama found out firsthand last year. And Pavia is a magician. So, I mean, they found a really good formula, and I think Clark deserves a ton of credit. He's a really good football coach, and he's figured out a way to win at a place that's really important to him.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah, I laughed. We had Roman Harper on earlier this week, and he said this is a different. I knew this was a different Vanderbilt team. One of the offensive linemen lifted up his shirt, and he had a tattoo on his stomach. Reese, at that point, he knew it was a different Vanderbilt, and it really is. And, you know, if you pull up Clark Lee's record, it's not that great, but you know, you see the patience they've had with him and let him build it. And I don't think maybe Vanderbilt can be patient because they don't have a great tradition in football, but I don't think enough of these schools are patient and give these guys time to build this thing.
Well, you've seen it pay off over the years, and it's I think it's pretty difficult to be patient now, because everybody can flip it so quickly. I mean, you look at what Kurt Cignetti did last year,
at Indiana, but each school has its own set of challenges. And with Vanderbilt, you know, there are things, whether, you know, whether it's academics, whether it is a lack of tradition of winning. So patience is well-founded. If you have the guy that you believe in, you should let him execute his plan. And when things aren't working out as they weren't early in his tenure, he found a way to adjust. And, yeah. And bringing in Tim Beck and bringing in Jerry Kill, who you know, was won everywhere. He won at Northern Illinois, won at New Mexico, New Mexico State, I should say, won at Minnesota. You know, he is a really good coach. He's a good administrator. And, you know, Clark did a really good job in finding somebody who could help them create a way to be a little bit different. There are a lot of places like that. You know, Paul Johnson won for years at Georgia Tech, running the option, being a little bit different at a place that was difficult to win. And that's, you know, I think that's what Clark has done very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
The NIL stuff helps too, guys. You know,
yeah, I mean, it don't hurt.
It's a little bit different now. You can compete. You know, if you have people who are willing to invest, you can find a way to be competitive financially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we, with a 16 team league, you know, back when I was doing it, it was 10, and the basketball schedule was the same thing, 18 games, but football. Do we have right now in your mind, and you'd be a great one to ask, do we have a best team in the league right now? A team that, you know, I kind of still think it's Georgia. That'd be kind of stupid to say, I guess. But do we have in your mind a best team in the league?
No, not yet. You have a few that could be. It might be A&M. If Texas, certainly as good as Texas is on defense, if they can figure out what's going on offensively, if they can kind of get Arch to playing to the level of his ability, then that team might very well be Texas. If, you know, if Alabama cleans up a little bit of its defensive issues, not that they've been bad, but if they clean up, you know, and this is going to be a big test Saturday, it might be Alabama, and it certainly might be Ole Miss. But I don't think that there's any definitive answer to that question just yet.
No, I agree. That's the reason I ask it, and you're giving a good answer.
Yeah, it's tough. Don't you think, Reese, that the NIL and the portal are kind of maybe doing what the NCAA wanted to do, or whoever wanted to do, and put parity in college football? Because I think it's there. That's why we can't name who the best team is. I think the dynasties in these leagues, because the porters, because your backups don't wait, man. They go to another school. So maybe the dynasties are over, which is, maybe that's good for college football.
I do think it is. I think there's a lot of value in having the juggernauts that you take a swing at. I mean, everybody during Nick's time in Alabama, virtually everybody, whether you're an Alabama fan or hate Alabama or somewhere indifferent to Alabama, you can name just about every loss, because every loss became this major news event, you know, anytime they lost. So there is some value in having a giant to take a swing at, but it's also, I think, compelling to people to know that their team has a chance, or that a lot of teams have a chance. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that has happened to bring a little more parity to the SEC. Maybe it's hurt in terms of having the ultra elite teams nationally, but you know, it certainly hasn't hurt the competitive balance of the league.
Reese, what goes into getting the guest picker? Everybody here was, you know, here they want Johnny Musso, or they want Joe Namath, which y'all had all these guys, and then boom, Dad was trying to guess the guest picker yesterday, and I thought he had some inside information. He didn't. Theo Vaughn was not on his list, Reese. What goes into making that choice?
Wimp, are you a loyal subscriber to Theo Vaughn's podcast? You watch that?
No, I'm not. Thank you very much. I didn't know much about it. No, yeah. Thank you very much. But I'm
You know, here's the deal on it. I understand the interest that fans have, and I understand them wanting one of their own, but We try to balance it, and it's not always just as easy as picking whoever we would like to have. There have been plenty of weeks, including a couple recently, where we've gotten well down the list, and that I don't want to point it out because I don't want to cast aspersions at the people who are gracious enough to come and do the show, But sometimes, you know, you have these big asks to these big stars, and sometimes they can't do it, and they would like to, and they can't. Sometimes people agree to do it and then cancel. All of these things have happened. We had a guy, we had someone cancel on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock when we were at UCF a few years ago. And we had to scramble, and I'm not a loyal viewer of his show, but I'll always be grateful to Maury Povich for hopping on a plane in New York and running down and being the guest picker that day, bringing his little envelope and telling UCF, you are the father of Cincinnati. So, you know, it was the guys come through for us. In Theo's case, he's been on the show before. He's a massive, massive star, wildly popular.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with Diego Pavia's mother is just an entertaining subplot. I mean, Theo Von fits into the category right now for us. Big enough star, big time followers, that if Theo Von says, yes, he can do it and would like to do it that weekend, we say, yes, we would love to have you. Please come join us. So, you know, he'll be hilarious. He was with us at the SEC championship game. If Alabama fans are superstitious, the year that Georgia was supposed to win and Alabama beat them, Theo was the guest picker that Saturday. So maybe there's a good omen there for Tide fans who might prefer to have a former legend on the field sitting up there with us.
Yeah, that.
Well, I know you got to go. I certainly want to thank you for being on, but Coach Saban has really put a plus on, I think. Not that y'all hadn't done a great job prior to him, but he's put a little bit of a plus mark on every Saturday, I think, and done a really good job for you, hasn't he? Because he says the right things at the right time.
There's no question, Webb. I've never been around anybody who is a better communicator than he is, whether it was watching him over the years talk to his team, whether it was a one-on-one interview, whether it's a boardroom, whether it's a massive speaking engagement, or whether it's sitting on television. I mean, that guy, we knew he was an extraordinary coach. I thought he would be great. I didn't know he would be the top of the heap immediately in television, and that's what he's been. He's been great for our show. Hopefully we've been great for him too. And, you know, he's just he's been a really good teammate. Not one time has he come in and said, hey, let me show you guys my 7 national championship rings. Everybody shut up and listen to me. You know, he hasn't done that one time. He's been a great teammate, and he's added a dimension to this show that this show's never had. I mean, Lee Corso was a great coach, but Lee had been out of it a little while, and he's certainly been out of it for a while by the time game day really started taking off in terms of popularity. But to have the best coach to ever do it this close to the zenith of his powers on the field and then come in and just command the screen the way he does is extraordinary. It's been great to have him with us.
What is it about guys like that? What is it about guys like that that know the most about their sport or the worst pickers that cannot pick games? What is it about that, Reese? I've always thought the guys that know the most, because do they pick with their heart? What causes them to be bad pickers?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Yeah, I'm sure even now that you guys aren't coaching, you're probably allowed to do this. You guys probably fill out an NCAA tournament bracket, right?
Yeah.
Have a competition.
Yeah.
Who always wins? it's always somebody who's not. It's always somebody in the office that really doesn't follow basketball, right?
Yeah.
You go, oh, I like UCLA's colors. I'm going to pick UCLA. Oh, a Spartan. I like that movie about Spartans. I'll take Michigan State. You know, I'll take Maryland, Baltimore County to beat Virginia because I like terriers. I have a terrier. You know, it's stuff like that. So I think that's part of the reason that expertise doesn't always equal picking prowess.
All right, one suggestion.
I've been like for him too as he closes to mention his family because he just had a wedding.
I did see that.
Go ahead, Brees.
Well, we did. We had a big wedding on Sunday. My daughter Elizabeth got married to Nate Poulter, and they're on their honeymoon, and we're all excited about it. And you know, I've caught a little bit of the, well, how do you have a fall wedding? And I was like, because my daughter wanted to. That's why. You know, it's not really that complicated. And you know, but typically she loves coming here, and she's made this trip with me for the last several years. So That's kind of a bummer for me, but she'll come next time, and that'll be great. So I appreciate you guys asking about it, and I'm certainly still thinking about you guys too. You know what your family means to me, and what Mrs. Sanderson meant to me when I was a student here. So yeah. I want you guys to know you're still in my prayers about her loss. She was a wonderful, wonderful woman.
All right, last suggestion. Bring back Taste of the Town and let Bert Sims pick the restaurant. You can't go wrong there, Reese.
he would be the man to do it. Yes, I can sir. Promise you that.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to Tuscaloosa. Hope you guys have a great weekend and look forward to seeing you guys on the show tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Barry, Wynn, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank
Always
you.
Always great to talk to you.
All right, there's Reese Davis. Does a terrific job there. I Coach S, like you're right, he's added a ton to that show. All right, we'll take the break here. Open the phone lines, 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTVC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on Vanderbilt at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football. Presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We've got very minor delays on 2059 westbound before Buttermilk Road. You do have a bender sitting on the left, or in the left lane, rather. But traffic, again, not heavy at all. Just tapping on the brakes to maneuver around it. Now, we also have...
For you, contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127. NorthRiverTimberCO@gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
Tide 100.9. Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful day today with a sunny sky. Tuscaloosa's high 83. Clear tonight, the low 61. Tomorrow sunny with a high at 84. Sunday partially sunny. A small chance of an afternoon shower. The high Sunday at 83. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 59 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide. The best sports talk, period. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker. Pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want. All right, lines are open, 205-342-9904 if you want to jump in. What about this Alabama defense? People predicting 38-31. The over-under being 56.5. You would think, man, that's just the way the clock runs and all that seems high to me. I mean, you have to give up a lot of points to get up to 56.5. Are you pleased with this defense, or do you think Diego Pavia and those guys can come here and score a bunch against Alabama?
I don't know how to answer this, but I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
I'm scared of Alabama's defense. It doesn't make me feel as comfortable as it should. And I know nothing about defenses. But for whatever reason, to answer your question, and I hadn't answered it, I'm scared of it. And I don't know if that's silly. That may be silly, but, playing against the option is not easy. And especially when you can throw it as well. And I just think it'll be a game where Vanderbilt's going to score some points. Alabama's awfully good, and Ty's, boy, terrific player. And as long as they block for him, they're going to score a lot. But I'll turn the question on you. How do you feel about it?
I think this offense is one. You get the scout team out there. You try to run it. You try to – who takes the quarterback, who takes the pitch guy, and you try to get them to simulate what they can do, and I don't think you can. And so the game comes at you, and it's going a lot faster. Yeah. It's a lot trickier than what you're scouting. It's almost like playing against, like, Princeton. You go over all the back doors, you teach them, and then you get out there, and they're just doing
it. That's a good analogy.
Doing it in ways that you don't see. Yeah. And so that would scare me just because I think these guys are older. They take care of the football. And they can get these long chunks and go on these long drives. And although you work against it, I just don't think – I don't know if you can simulate it in practice. Can you? But the way they go out to run it?
I don't know. But you kind of saying that against Princeton in basketball, which is people don't know if they spread the court. By the time you think you got to defend, they score.
Yeah.
And they, you know, you think you've done great. They run a back door and then you score. I played against a couple of times. Same principle for Vanderbilt football. About the time you think everything's in good shape, instead of keeping the football, he pitches it to a running back, and people are not ready. The running back's gone. The one thing they did do that we both of us heard is they did a really good job of recruiting offensive linemen. They had lost their offensive line. I heard this on the other show, too. They lost their offensive line. They made good selections in getting offensive line. That's not easy to do at Vanderbilt.
You know, also, they're running it, they're pitching it, running it, and then all of a sudden, boom, he fakes it, and he drops back and throws a long pass on you. You think you got him stopped, or, you know, they just get another first. They get right to the sticks and get another first down. It's almost demoralizing. Then you start trying to over-pursue, and they bust one on you. So, people are confident that over is going to hit. Maybe we may go to the game.
How would you bet it, Barry? I'm not going to blue plate it. How would you bet it at 10.5?
It's 11.5 now. I probably would take Alabama just because they're at home, and I think Ty Simpson's playing so well, and those receivers are top notch. And so, you know, I think they could break one late, you know, and make it a game. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's under that, though. You know,
I don't know, they just scare me for some reason.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll take the break here. We'll get with David. We'll talk a little everything with David. And Brian Bank, we'll find out about what's going on with Brian Bank. I'm going to get his opinion on these wild card playoffs. 3 games at home? You let the Yankees play 3 games at home? Come on. You got to have a better system than that. I know the Guardians or the Indians or whatever their name is, they lost. And a lot of times the home team loses. This doesn't seem right. You play all those games and you don't get one game at your place. Play best 3 out of 5. What is the rush, Chase? What are we rushing? Why are we rushing sports? I don't get it. This is the Tide 100.9/12.
Innisfree Irish Pub. Often imitated but never duplicated. Fridays at the Free with me, Gary Harris. This fall at Innisfree Irish Pub, 1925 University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa. A Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Bolaños.
Thursday night football was an NFC West showdown as the 49ers stopped the Rams on 4th-and-1 in overtime to win it 26-23. Mac Jones led the way for San Francisco. He was 33-49 for 342 yards and 2 touchdowns. In baseball, the Yankees shut out the Red Sox 4-0 to advance to the ALDS to face the Blue Jays. New York pitcher Cam Schlittler pitched 8 innings, gave up 5 hits, no runs, no walks, and had 12 strikeouts.
We needed to be perfect tonight because he was perfect. I mean, the stuff is outstanding. He was under control. That was electric. That was electric.
That was Boston manager Alex Cora. The Cubs are advancing into the NLDS for the first time since 2017, where they will face the Milwaukee Brewers after defeating the Padres 3-1.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the inside only two coaches can bring.
From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium.
If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports,
you'll hear it here first.
With analysis, opinion,
and straight talk that cuts through the noise.
Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m.
on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC.
This is where champions get their day started.
This is Inside the Locker Room
with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to second hour of Inside the Locker Room. Appreciate Reese Davis joining us there in the first hour. And then this hour, wow, another two stars with David Kindred and Coach Sonny Smith. But Tuscaloosa Toyota right now, buy three tires, get the fourth one for a dollar. Now, that's quite a deal there. This offer goes till the end of October. So look at those tires, see what you need. You need two and your wife needs two, then just buy three and get to let her buy that one for the dollar, and you'll be in good shape there. You can go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com, look at the new inventory, the pre-owned inventory, need to schedule a service, rent a Toyota, do it all right there at TuscaloosaToyota.com. Or go to 3325 Skyland Boulevard, find Justin, and tell him that Wimp and Barry sent you. All right, get to Tuscaloosa Toyota Hotline, the former ACA Patriot, Ole Miss, Shelton State with the great Bobby Sproul, owned Alabama baseball. David Kindred with Bryant Bank. Good morning, David. How are you?
Hey, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Barry. Glad to be on this morning.
I'm frustrated, David, with this wild card system. We play 162 games. It used to be one game, so we did get it to at least two out of three. But is that fair? That one team gets all three games at home. Why don't we play three out of five? The players could make more money. It'd be a little more, and maybe that'd be too long of a layoff for the teams waiting. Just your thoughts about this wild card system.
Yes. So this play-in wild card system, you know, to get more teams into the quote unquote playoffs. Yes. So you have it's a best of three. But like if anybody out there following some postseason baseball, the higher seeded of the wild card gets the home team, and for all simplicity and convenience and travel avoidance, yes, so like the Yankees got to host the entire Boston, and so if you're the second seeded wild card, you got to go on the road, and we saw that. Unfortunately, I know Wimp's home team, the Indians, couldn't pull it out, but some really good baseball. You know, last night the Yankees had a 24-year-old Schlittner. 24-year-old went 8 innings, 12 Ks, and just carved the Red Sox up. And it just looks like the Yankees are getting a little bit of momentum going into playoffs. And also back, Barry, to your point of why does that team get to that wild card, a higher seed wild card, get the host? Because most likely now they got to go on the road for two games, but in a best of five series. So that's also another reason why I'm kind of like you. Hey, why can't, you know, you're assuming, you know, if you're going to split, somebody should go up, you know, flip it somewhere else. But I don't make the rules. Sorry about it, but a lot of good baseball. Otani and the Dodgers clinch, and I hear Otani's probably in the rotation to pitch also against the Phillies, and a lot of Cubs fans excited about clinching against the Padres. Some really good blue blood teams, but also some new faces like Seattle Mariners that have been sitting there. Cal Raleigh, 60-plus home runs. Catcher had a phenomenal season. So some really good baseball coming in the next couple weeks.
Can you imagine that kid, Connelly Early, throwing four games in the major leagues, and they hand him the ball in game three in Yankee Stadium? I thought he did a pretty good job. I actually text Jack, he's a lefty, and said, hey, watch this kid. I like the way he throws. But, wow, have that thrown at you with only four major league starts to have to start in Yankee Stadium with the elimination game?
Yeah. Talk about bright lights, and here you go, young fella. But, I mean, those are the type of things in baseball now. I mean, you're seeing these guys pitch younger and younger and bringing these guys up with high, super high upside. And I thought for the most part, he
pitched pretty well in all things considered. And that's the way baseball is going. It's not the Yankees, Schlittner that went eight innings plus. That's very rare in today's game. And now it's, hey, you give us four or five innings and we're going to pass it off to the next guy that's throwing 98 plus with run on it. But yeah, we got a lot of young talent in baseball, and you're seeing the best pitching staff and rotations on display in October.
Yeah, that.
How do you be 15 and a half games up and 11 games up in September as the Cleveland, you know, who's were, and lose to Detroit at home? I don't understand how you can be 15 and a half games up. 11 games up, do you try different pitchers? Do you quit hitting? Did the schedule get that tough? How does that happen?
Yeah, it's one of those where, hey, you know, you're playing some good baseball, and I think about it like the other teams whose names still exist, the Braves back in the 90s, where they were hitting their stride and just have a couple days off, and their bats go just dead cold. I don't know for the Guardians, what really happened, but it just seemed like Detroit just played a better. Their pitchers were just on getting timely hits. Baseball is just such a weird game, Coach. You know it. You've watched it. It's just a weird game, and whoever can start playing the best baseball at this point really doesn't matter what your rankings are, where you are. If you're a wild card team, are you playing good baseball? And it just seemed like the Tigers just seemed to have the right time getting timely hit.
I'm looking. I think you're right. Talk about the Dodgers and the Phillies. Otani, he projected to be the starter for game one against the Phillies. What makes this guy so great, David?
Man, you've seen nobody like him, really, in baseball. Nobody. I mean, I think some people said, well, he's a Babe Ruth. Well, Babe Ruth wasn't athletic. I didn't get to watch Babe Ruth, but I'm just saying Otani's batting leadoff, and he's got power numbers, and he can steal bags, and then he's a threat for you as a pitcher too. And think about this: when you have a two-way guy, that means you can add another guy to your roster, essentially a pitcher or a backup player. So not only do you make your team better, you've essentially put another guy on your, you know, 25-man roster. And Otani is just – you watch him play, it just – he doesn't get sped up. You know, y'all know it doesn't matter what sport. In basketball, you got the guys that the game just slows down. It just doesn't seem overwhelming. You watch his face and his demeanor, the way he approaches his at-bats. I mean, he's just in full control, a threat in every facet of the game, a five-tool player, and he's going to step on the bump against the Phillies. Man, I tell you what? That's just something I want to watch. And, you know, after he probably strikes out the side, he's going to go in and lead off in at bat.
Yep, that.
Oh, I don't really have anything else. Barry and I went out to see Jack pitch the other night in Northport. And man, what a facility they have! Not that we need to mention that, but it's a lot like Bryant Bank. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, the field area out there, and the way they organized it, and the money and time that they put in to build something like that for people in the city in Tuscaloosa is really, the facility is unbelievable. And the facility is kind of like your bank, isn't it?
Well, David, you know, David's dad is the first base coach for Shelton. Dad, you know that?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought he was. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, he's over there making it happen.
Yeah, my dad said he tried to come find you. He wanted to get in the rotation to go to lunch, but absolutely, River Run Park. I'm glad to see they've put forth that effort, and Shelton State and other schools going out there and playing and on full display. And it's not only a high school, a pro level type of field, but I've been out there on the other side of the field with my 7-year-old and for her softball. So it's a wonderful facility for Northport and West Alabama, and hopefully that brings in more economy and dollars spent like the University of Alabama and all the athletics have done for all of us in and around Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Tell everybody about Bryant Bank, Dave.
Guys, again, we very much appreciate the sponsorship and partnership with y'all. We, you know, as coaches and, you know, as a former coach myself, I always thought of, you know, when somebody steps in my office, you know, we're helping them reach their goals, but how do we get there? And that's what we do at Bryant Bank and talking to people that walk in the door. How can we help you grow your money, whether it's a certain type of deposit or a money market, a CD, or hey, I need capital to invest in my business. This is what I want to do. And all these dreams and thoughts, you're able to sit down with somebody and help guide them through the process. And we're not, I've told y'all this, we're not a transactional bank. We really want to sit down with you and be a relationship and help you get there and then stay with you, help you be that call when times are great, and also when, hey, I'm in a bind. That's what we're called to do as bankers, and I call it, you know, a coach in that sort of manner. So very much appreciate the sponsorship with you guys and everything that y'all are doing. And hey, I mean, talk about the heavy hitters y'all got coming on. Reese Davis and Game Day, man, y'all, it's just, I'm sure he picked up on the first dial when y'all called.
Yeah. So I was over at Dad's, I guess it was Monday, and Jenny and I were over there just fitting something. And I said, what are you eating for dinner? He said, well, I got one rib and I got two onion rings from Coker Market left. So he kept those two onion rings from Coker Market. Now, who paid when you guys went to eat? Who paid?
I'll say I picked up the tab.
So Bryant Bank paid.
That's right. And make sure the coach knows that Bert did break the ice cream machine, but we made sure to call before we took him out there, and it was back. The soft serve was working, right, Coach?
That's right. It was working, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach was a little worried when we were driving him all the way out there. We thought we were going on a wild goose chase.
When he said he was going out there, I was like, oh, God, I hope he's riding with somebody.
I got in the car with him.
Thank God. If you hadn't gotten in, he'd still be looking for it, David, if he hadn't rode with y'all.
The other night when I left, you know, that place, that new place I'm talking about is nice, but it's pitch black dark. You've never been there before. I had to put my Jeep. I appreciate Barry worried about it. I was just putting it in. He called to see where I was.
I had to make sure he made it home because he lives in High Grove. When he first came down here, David, he called me. He said, I can't find the house. And he was in another neighborhood. So you're not going to find it in Waterfall. You don't live in Waterfall. Let's go across the street to get to your neighborhood. So anyway,
we sure enjoyed it, and like I said, we're working through the rotation. Like I said, my dad, he's getting a little bit jealous. He wanted to get into the next rotation, so maybe we can get Bobby Spry.
Let's get Bobby, and we can get some good stories there between your dad and Bobby Spry and Wimp. So thank you, sir.
Thank you guys. Thank y'all.
All right. We'll see if we can find Coach Sonny Smith when we get back. And should I tell him that Reese said, that Sonny was a better singer, but Dad was a better coach? Or should we let that go, Chase?
Leave that alone. Just tell him what a great singer he was.
All right, I'll tell him that. All right, you listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. 15th Street, a collision on the southbound lanes at McFarland Boulevard. Now they have pushed this to the shoulder, and we're looking at pretty minimal delays. And also minimal delays for this TGIF elsewhere. If you're traveling on Skyland Boulevard, on and off the brakes between McFarland and...
We give that to them each and every time they come and visit us.
The sense of pride that we have in the quality, the consistency of our food carries over to everything we do in the stores. That's Taco Gas.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports and it's brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Start your journey today at goodfeet.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. As we get ready for Alabama against Vanderbilt on Saturday, here are final thoughts from the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Kalen DeBoer.
This weekend is another big weekend. You know, each one gets bigger as you go through the season, right? And the most important game is always the next one. And it's week two in the conference schedule. We're at home at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Again, I'm asking for the fans to come and be loud. And I know that's going to be the case. I've never seen anything but that. And we're looking forward to a very good Vanderbilt team coming in here. And the challenge lies ahead. But proud of the work that we've put in already this week. We still got a lot more left ahead of us to be at our best on Saturday.
Coach, always appreciate you. Parker, great to talk to you as well.
I'll have more in a moment.
This is Christian Miller for the Good Feet Store. I know from playing football at Alabama and in the NFL that if you have foot, knee, hip, or back pain, it can be a huge challenge. The Good Feet Store is designed to personally fit you with arch supports that alleviate and even eliminate your pain altogether. Try them before you buy them. They're in your free, no obligation, personalized fitting, and you can wear them home the same day. So if you're looking to improve your game, the Good Feet Store has you covered. Stop in for a free, personalized fitting today. Roll to victory at goodfeet.com. That's goodfeet.com. Roll Tide.
We've got you covered for Alabama football on Saturday against Vanderbilt. Our radio coverage begins on stage at the Bud Light Backyard inside Vector Security Champions Lane at 11:30, leading you up to kickoff at 2:30 p.m. You can listen to the game on the full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as watch the booth cam presented by Regions Bank on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
Inside the Locker Room, a great song there. I get to the Yellowwood Hotline, NABC District 6 Coach of the Year, Ohio Valley Coach of the Year, two-time SEC Coach of the Year, CAA Coach of the Year, Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, Tennessee Hall of Fame, name swinging in the rafters in Neville Arena, Coach.
His head swinging in the rafters.
Good morning, Coach. We just had Reese Davis on. I asked him about you. He talked about what a great singer you are. So I didn't know that you were a great singer.
Well, Wimp should be the one to answer that because he was with me when I sung on the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you this, but when you sang on the Grand Ole Opry, I went to the toilet. You were standing right beside me applauding for what you did.
Yes, he was applauding.
I was in the toilet, and I can't tell you what I was doing.
Ooh.
Go ahead. I know what you was doing. What's going on here?
People aren't happy with Auburn. They say you got no offense, Coach. Hugh Freeze said the defense been good. He's going to give them a little time off. But the offense, they got to work this off week. What's going on with the offense?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I was such a good football coach. I never even observed the other team. I just went out there and whooped them and went on home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those games you won, who are you coaching for?
What do you mean? When I was coaching football,
what team did you have when you were coaching?
Football.
Oh, single wing football. Yeah,
what was the name of the cotton picking team? What was the name of the team?
Well, there's one in North Carolina called Mount Airy.
Mount Airy.
one in
Mount Airy. I know Mount Airy. Go ahead.
Yes, there was one in Marion, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Dublin, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
There was one in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Did I say that one? All right, now see. And then
what was your record?
What was your coaching?
I don't remember losing any. I was trying to remember the ones I lost, but I can't. I never did that. I always won them all.
You number one.
I did the single wing because that's what Tennessee was running at the time.
Single wing. What is the single
wing? Single wing.
What is
that? Well, you don't get up you don't get up under the center and put your hands there. You get back and snap it. It's called the single wing. Tennessee is very popular football.
You don't put your hands around the center.
You get back and holler, how are the signals? My signal was, hey, something's wrong. What's wrong? You know, that type of thing. I didn't say, hike, hike. I didn't do that, hike, hike, hike.
Yeah. You can do that hike stuff.
Yeah, I hope
no, I didn't do this stuff. but, hey, I never lost in football. I don't know why I didn't coach it. I should have kept doing that.
Maybe I need to add that to your introduction.
That's okay.
Well, I don't remember. That's okay. I remember playing. The only time I ever lost a game was I lost to Whitfield one time, and Dick Kepley was the coach for Whitfield, and he was 6'9". Whitfield.
Whitfield. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, what happened is they tied me up by running the ball down a sideline. They went behind the coach. Out of bounds and went around all through the people and come back in on the other end. And,
what?
They did that. I would never lost a game. I'd probably be coaching at one of the SEC schools now.
They ran around the coach and out of bounds and y'all couldn't catch
him? Yes, he did. He ran around the coach standing on the sideline. No, it's the truth.
Was the coach on the field? Or was he out of bounds?
Yeah, he's on the sideline. He was the coach. He ran out of bounds, Barry.
He was the coach at Whitfield, and guy ran the ball down the sideline, and we was getting ready to kill him. All of a sudden, he went behind the coach and we couldn't tackle him.
Whitfield, spell that.
Whitfield,
spell that.
Hey, Whythe.
Where was the officials on that game when he went around to coach
out of bounds? Back in the day when you coached football, if you were coaching the JVs or the eighth grade and that type of thing or the B team, the coaches called the game.
You screwed every team you played. No wonder you won.
You never lost at home. Lost. Don't matter who you played, you never lost.
Yeah.
My biggest win was I went up to the line. I had all my people that could catch the ball way over on the sideline. And I hollered, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong. And they snapped it to me, and I threw the guy on the sideline, scored a touchdown. It was one of my greatest plays I ever thought of.
All right, we got Chase. Help me get Tom. We got Tom, one of our loyal callers. Now, Coach, you think this guy, I love Tom, but Dad could tell him anything and he believes it.
We're just friends.
Anything that Dad says, Tom agrees with. So just be careful.
That's not true.
Be careful with that, Coach. So, but all right, let's bring Tom into the show. We got to get Coach Smith in. Because Coach ain't going to be able to hear. You got them all on hold there. Oh, we just hung up on Sonny. No, we didn't. We just hung up on Sonny. Hey, Tom, we're getting Sonny back. Oh, we just hung up on Tom. Well, Chase, what are you doing? Chase folded under pressure. So we got to get both of them back.
We got to have Sonny and Tom.
Yeah. Tom, call back, Chase.
Yeah, he told me that story before, but they ran around the coach who was standing.
I don't understand how that's possible. Are you not out of bounds?
Yes. Well, that's the question I ask him.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sonny's dumb as crap. You know that.
Sonny's the best.
He's a legend in his own mind.
Yeah. So we're trying to get Sonny back. We got time.
I hope we don't get him back.
I don't know what Chase is doing over there. I had to get Chase to work his magic over there, so we can't have so many people on there at one time, and he hung up on everybody. I think he's fed up with the show, ready to get on to the next show. Go to Gary. All right, we got Sonny and we got Tom. All right, go ahead, Tom. Whew, that was hard.
Good morning, Barry. Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Coach Smith.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. I got two things, Coach, I want to bring up, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know our good friend, common mutual friend, Grant Lynch, he passed away yesterday. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I'm very sorry to hear that. I know him, though. Yes.
Me too. Yeah, me too. He was one of the best ever. I marketed NASCAR, and they made a huge mistake when they didn't make him president of NASCAR. Do you agree with me on that?
Well, I didn't know him well enough to know, but I know he was very good at his job. So I didn't know anything about how high in the operation that he got.
Yeah, he had developed Alzheimer's real bad. It was a real aggressive form, and he went down really fast, but I knew you knew him, and I didn't know if you knew he passed away or not. But
yeah, I did not know, but I appreciate you telling me.
Yeah, he used to come over here and turkey hunt. I had to carry him turkey hunting in the spring, so he would give me pit passes for the spring race and the fall race, but it was worth it. And
Did you ever take Wimple there turkey hunting?
You know, when I carried Grant, it was back when one of my really good friends was alive and turkey hunt. I never have turkey hunted, but he would do me that favor and let Grant go with him, and they always killed one.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah, and anyway, I wanted to pass that on to you in case you didn't know it. The second thing I wanted to talk to you about, last time I called in, and I know you were really good friends with Dale Earnhardt. And
I was not a great friend because I didn't have enough time with him, but he was my favorite driver, and I got to work in his pit group twice, and it was a great time for me with NASCAR back when Dale was running.
Sure was. I met you and him. My sister was an acquaintance of yours when you was coach at Auburn. She went to school at Auburn. Husband went to school at Auburn, all that. And she introduced me to you, and it was at the banquet for the school for the blind. Do you remember being the MC there? I met you and Dale Earnhardt at that banquet, because you know he came in that time and he auctioned off. You remember that hood that came off one of the cars he wrecked, and that you auctioned that thing off. That was so funny. But Coach, I wanted to tell you something. I've got a picture of me and Dale Earnhardt, and I spent the Friday qualifying day with him and the Richard Childress team at Talladega, and I got a picture of me and him walking down pit road together, and the only time he ever won the pole at Talladega was that Friday, and he told me after he won the pole, he said, "I want you to come back and walk down pit road with me, because that gave me good luck." Boy, you couldn't tell me nothing.
He was a great one, I tell you that.
He was. You know, I appreciate the fact that he thought the world of you, and I really appreciated that about him.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for the story, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. All right, bring Dad back. I hope I didn't cut off the wrong person. There we go. The only reason
that Dale Earnhardt won is because Sonny changed his tire. Yeah,
What I did is when Dale come into the pits, I had a big long stick, and at the end of it, I had a cup of water. And I'd stick it in the window, and Dale would drink his water. I was the water man. I was the water man.
So the water was on a stick? The water, like, you just hold it in the car?
What if the window wasn't down?
Oh, there ain't no window in NASCAR. Oh, you ain't got no window. No.
Oh, you got radio?
Oh, yeah.
You got radio?
Oh, yeah.
So what were they listening to?
Funny thing about it, they had a big banquet at Talladega, and first question was Dale Earnhardt, how did you and Sonny Smith get to be great friends? Dale Earnhardt just barely knew who I was, and I said it sounded like a wimp doing a comment on somebody.
Well, Reese Davis remembers you for singing. You want to sing a little bit before you get off?
You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. We'll go down the fishing hole. Honey, baby, mine. How's that?
That is good. You are good. Now I know what Reese is talking about. So.
No wonder I went to the toilet when you got on the show. That was terrible. Awful.
What'd he say?
He said he went to the toilet when you were singing at the Grand Ole Opry. I don't know why he's so jealous, Coach. I just don't understand.
You know what? I've often thought about that.
The Gummers ain't thought about nothing.
Is Auburn going to win this weekend, Coach?
He don't even know who they play, Barry.
They play open.
They're going to play open, and they're going to run the single wing. They're going to do a lot of passing. They're going to pass it on every other play.
They're going to run behind the coach out of bounds.
I haven't given them that play yet.
I've never heard that, Coach. If you go behind the coach, aren't you out of bounds?
No.
Yes, but you
don't call it out of bounds if you're referee. If it's a home game, you're not out of bounds.
You're a referee.
We were playing with Whistle, Virginia, and guy run down the sideline. We was going to knock him out of bounds. And he goes around behind the coach, goes down, ties. I never lost in football. I tied one time.
I'm gonna add that to your. So what was your winning? How many did you win? That way I can say it next time.
I can't remember it. I coached it about 5 or 6 years.
We'll figure 10 wins a year. You were.
No, we'd only play about 7 games.
Yeah, let's say 10. It sounds better. So let's say you're 50 and you lost one. 50-1 as a football coach.
Tied one.
50-0-1. My bad. 49-0-1.
I remember tying a game, but I don't think I ever lost one.
There you go.
I never got in the Hall of Fame in North Carolina. It made me mad.
Thank goodness.
You should be. You should be. You're in every other Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'd like to have added that because I was so good at football, but people didn't recognize it. They always wanted to hear me sing.
Anytime you run behind the coach, you got a good chance to win.
But he did. He ran behind the coach. Dick Kepley was the coach. Former North Carolina basketball player, great player, Roanoke, Virginia.
Yeah. Well, they must have had a good screen, too. So, all right, Coach. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know why you say thank you for this interview.
Thanks. This is the best interview we've had all week.
Terrible.
Why are you criticizing me? Well, I'm in the best Hall of Fame.
The best intro music and the best interview all week, Coach Sonny Smith.
I took it now.
Ian Vern.
There you go.
Ian Vern all the way.
Thank you, sir. All right. Wow. What a good interview. People are mad now. They're messed that I'm taking phone calls for Sonny. They don't want you taking phone calls for Sonny. So everybody's always mad about something. Why don't you just say you enjoy Sonny being on? You don't have to always be negative. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
I know what you're going through. You ought to get down on your knees and thank your lucky star.
Tide 100.9 Traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. 15th Street, a collision on the southbound lanes at McFarland Boulevard. Now they have pushed this to the shoulder, and we're looking at pretty minimal delays. And also minimal delays for this TGIF elsewhere. If you're traveling on Skyland Boulevard, on and off the brakes between...
I'm Powertrain Warranty. And right now, get up to $7,000 off new Nissans. Family-owned, serving Tuscaloosa for over 50 years. Townsend Nissan, where peace of mind comes standard.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside.
Try Quo for free at Quo.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's Quo.com/try. Quo.com/try.
Where the season never ends. This is your home of Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Wow, I feel good.
Music means Michael McGuire is coming in the show with the vinegar tip for this Friday. It's Friday. Wow. Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Give him a call. 205-752-8500. Switch that insurance over. Michael will give you your first bottle of vinegar absolutely free. He didn't say that, I did. But if he doesn't, let me know. I'll get it for you. All right. What is the tip for this Friday?
Well, let me tell you something. Everybody listens to this show, male or female. I just had a doctor tell me I was in bad shape with it. Has arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis. And this booger bear, this here's what you can do to really help that get yourself well. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
So apple cider vinegar can help reduce the inflammation and the pain associated with it, and it won't have any side effects. You just take some apple cider vinegar and put it, drink it real slow, and it will get it into your joints. So you don't go drink it fast. Just go real easy with it. Also, you can put it on a, if you got a place on the arm or something that you need to, it's hurting you, you can take apple cider vinegar and you can wrap it around the affected area at home. And what you want to do now is when you wrap that thing around there, heat 1 cup of water with about 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar in that cup, and be sure that you put that on that pack that you're gonna put on that joint. And you just get it and soak it real good, and lay the solution. Don't wring out the liquid now. Leave the liquid and leave the apple cider vinegar and warm water in there, and lay it on that place that you got, and let it lay there for some time. And I'll guarantee you, when it dries out, you're at that joint.
I'm so confused about this tip. First you said drink it, and now you're saying lay it on there. Which is it?
You could drink a little bit to start with.
How do you drink slowly?
Well, you don't gulp it down. You drink it slowly, and it goes into your cracks of your face, all your cracks that you have. But after you do that,
slowly? Yeah, do you hold it in your mouth for a little while, and then you just swallow a little bit of time?
After that, you still got some vinegar in your bottle. So you heat the hot water and the vinegar, and you pour it together on that big cloth.
If you pour apple cider vinegar in your mouth, you ain't going to drink it slowly. You're going to swallow that so fast to get that taste out of your mouth.
We can't advertise on here about apple cider vinegar.
Are we held liable for these tips, Chase? Like, if somebody does this and something happens to them, can we be sued, Chase? Chase,
well,
is over
I can
here
tell
looking.
You, I could tell you another one that everybody's talking about.
If you
about.
Do these tips, you're doing them on your own. We got to get a law firm.
If you take some apple cider vinegar and put it on bacon and put it with baking soda before you go to bed. Whoa, double whoa. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying no more. Apple cider vinegar and baking soda is a new formula.
Are we drinking it? Oh my gosh!
Well, we're drinking it, but we're drinking it for some purposes. And other purposes, we're laying on that. If that joint is sore looking, and we see it, we're laying it. We soak it good with some hot water, and we lay it on there with a cloth. So we're drinking it and laying it on there both, and your arthritis will be gone.
Drink it slowly.
I wish somebody called in and congratulate me.
Try that, and if you still live in the next day, call in and let us know how it worked out. Golly.
Well, you do a little of both. You drink a little bit and get it in your gut.
I just got a text. Michael McGuire just canceled our ad.
Oh, he doubled it. He doubled it because everybody's dying to know every day what we're going to do. Thousands of people listen to this thing.
He just said he was going to another show.
He's not going to another show. I'm going to hear a knock on my door. He's going to be bringing me more vinegar.
He's probably drinking it right now. So if you need insurance for the next few days, call Michael and his crew, 205-752-8500. Once I went to Michael, then everybody started. My brother followed me, dad followed me, everybody followed me over to Mike. Why is everybody following me, Chase? To Michael McGuire. Y'all follow me over there trying to copycat.
I didn't follow your butt over there. I got nowhere you're following me. You're afraid I'm not going to get home.
205-752-8500. He had to make one turn out of River Run Park, Chase.
I had to make two.
Well, out of the parking lot.
I had to make a left, and then I had to make a right.
Yeah.
I had to make two.
Anyway, whatever. Gary's texting me. What's he want? Wrote Fridays at the free. All right. Gary's at the in his free. He's giving away an O.J. Howard and a Vinny Sinceri signed football. We're giving vinegar tips. So what's wrong with this picture? All right. That's it for this segment. The next is the Blue Plate Special. Woo! Get your money ready. Brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. I'll tell you about a great friend, Brian Harden Construction, when we get back. Hopefully this Blue Plate Special will hit, Chase, because last week it was a dud. You listen to 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. It is Take Me Out to the Ball Game today, and so those game day closures include Margaret Drive, East and Westbound at Capstone Drive. Also, Capstone Drive on the East and Westbound lanes at Margaret, and that's closed as well. Paul Bryant Drive, both.
It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Go to MyLocalCustomers.com today.
That's MyLocalCustomers.com. MyLocalCustomers.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful day today with a sunny sky, Tuscaloosa's high 83. Clear tonight, the low 61. Tomorrow, sunny with a high at 84. Sunday, partially sunny, a small chance of an afternoon shower. The high Sunday at 83. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 63 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
And his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know. Table, there'll be time enough for counting when
Play Special brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. When you need strength, precision, and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa and beyond for over 30 years. Who's that? Brian Harden Construction. They're your partner in industrial fabrication, steelwork, and heavy equipment services, from custom welding and structural steel, 24/7 crane rentals. No job is too big or too tough. Family-owned, woman-led, 205-752-1337. All right, 4-3. Whew. I think even Doug was 3-0 last week, so there was easy picks last week. So where are we going this week? Now, whatever, Chase. He's going to tell me I got the wrong line. He's going to say I got the wrong line. But go ahead.
I guarantee you do. Now, I looked at North Carolina and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to 14.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed. I didn't take it. I thought hard about that one.
What if you bought the half down?
That wouldn't be bad.
Okay.
That wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be bad to buy the half down. If you want to do that, you can do it. If you win it, I'll take credit.
Okay.
I don't know. This bet is 6.5. Now Barry's going to screw me, and he's going. If you can buy it at 6.5 today, because they're playing at home. They're playing at home, and they're given 6.5, not 7.
Hope you're not going to do Texas, Florida.
No, I didn't.
That line's 5.5. I was worried. All right, go ahead.
No, I didn't take. I was scared of it.
Yeah, I was scared.
I'm taking a team that I think that scores a lot of points, and I'm taking Louisville over Virginia at home. Louisville over Virginia, given 6.5. Down.
We don't even have to fight about it. The line's 6.5. Yes.
6.5. Yes. I think Louisville throws it a lot. They score a lot of points. I know Virginia's good. I know Virginia's this, that, and the other. I just like Louisville at home. So take Louisville and give them 6.5.
All right. So that's -6.5 for Louisville, Chase. I know you probably think Virginia's favored since they just knocked off Florida State and the rest of the field. So there you go. A lot of people question that Cincinnati line. They don't like, they're trying to figure out why is Cincinnati favored.
What about Kansas?
Cincinnati's a 2.5-point favorite against Iowa State, but that game's in Cincinnati.
Well, so Iowa State's got 2 cornerbacks out.
2?
Yeah, 2.
Huh.
2 cornerbacks, first and second. I couldn't figure that Central Florida Kansas game. I have a lot of respect for Kansas.
They beat you. Kansas got beat last week.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I thought they'd win, but
they're 3-2. Why do you respect them so much?
I don't know. I just thought they were good. Whoever those wives were that fussed at the husband about me, just go ahead and keep fussing.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I'll tell you off the air on that one. she was saying, he thinks he always betting that blue plate special. I said, and I told him, Wimp don't know everything. I said, preach. I said, but don't ask Tom. Tom will tell you he knows everything, doesn't he, Chase?
I'm a genius. And I learned how to get home.
Everybody needs a Tom in their life. Everything you say is right.
I got home the other night without a GPS.
You had one turn.
Two. I had two turns to get me past the City Fat Cafe.
This is how out of touch he is, that we rode by Cypress Inn. He says, that place still open? That place has been closed like 15 years.
I didn't know.
Chase is shaking his head in there. Even Chase.
I ain't been around a long time. I've been somewhere
Chase
else.
Never even heard of Cypress Inn. He knows it ain't open.
He never heard.
Yeah. All right, Chase. All right, Gary's out at Innisfree. I'm going to go by. You may go by and see Gary, Chase? Go by and get on.
Have Vern Gosden thank
us. Gary spent half his time criticizing me yesterday, he and Tom. And Tom will twist what I say to Gary, and then Gary likes to pile on me, too. I can't help it. He didn't know Najee Harris was a leading rusher for the University of Alabama. I mean, Gary's a walking encyclopedia, and he missed my trivia question. He said I put too much pressure on him, that I was yelling at him. Oh, gosh. Sensitive. All right, that's it for today. This week's show. The Blue Plate Special's out. The Weed Eater, North River Lawn Care Weed Eater. Call Jason, too. Get 20% off. Somebody just did that in High Grove. They're getting 20% off. Jason's going out and taking care of that lawn there for them. Look up North River Lawn Care. Call him up. He'll come out and take great care of you. Chase, appreciate you, my man. This is Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.